This is Passport to Texas Food Week. Hunters call them feral pigs. Chefs call them wild boars. Names don't really matter as long as the end result is delicious.
We use wild boar for a lot of chilies and things like that.
Feral pigs cause millions of dollars in damage to cropland in Texas and tear up wildlife habitat too. Chef and restaurateur Jack Gilmore serves game dishes at his namesake restaurants Jack Allen's Kitchen in Austin and Round Rock and says cooking wild boar offers challenges and rewards.
You really can't write a recipe for it because each time it's different because it's wild. I mean, it might be a little gamier or it might be a little more fatty or it may not have enough fat in it. Where you really got to be a chef again and, well, if it doesn't have enough fat in it, we got to add bacon to it. Or if it's got too much fat in it, we got to render it. You know, you never know what a wild boar eats. You just don't know. But if they're in the, raised in the hill country, you know they're eating persimmons. You know they're eating acorns. You know they're eating pretty good. But sometimes you just got to realize what you got and then make it taste good.
And he does make it taste good. Braising feral hog meat in the oven on low heat over a long period of time creates a tender and tasty result. You can find all kinds of wild game recipes on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.